Comes downhill. We know they're going to want to run the football. I think, you know, defensively, that's something that we struggled in the past couple of weeks is stopping the run. So, you know, first and foremost, stopping the run and then, you know, take care of 15.
You hear everybody talking about this Bears defense. How much does that motivate your group?
Yeah, no, it'll be a challenge for us. You know, we think we have a good defense. Obviously, haven't played up to our standards that we think we can play to. Going against a good offense, like you said, going matched up against a great defense in the Bears, it'll be good to see you know who comes out on top.
Is there, Colin, is there the fact that Cutler can go through, you know, three quarters of a game and basically struggle and find something in the fourth quarter and find a way to get them going and rally them? I got to think that that's pretty unique and pretty rare, isn't it? Usually a guy either has it or doesn't have it. Doesn't he define it in the fourth quarter like this?
Yeah, I think the defense is giving him, you know, the defense is helping him out a lot. The defense is getting turnovers. They're scoring points on defense and taking a lot of pressure off of him.
When you look at them, with the pressure that he's had in the one game that they lost, how important is that in terms of getting him off schedule?
Yeah, and I think, you know, first off, we want to stop the run. I think stopping the run forces them to throw the football, puts the ball in Cutler's hand, and makes hopefully it'll make him make bad decisions. You know, with that said, you know, it's harder said than done, but we got a great game plan going in this week. Different ways we're going to attack them, whether it's with blitzes or different looks. So, you know, it'll be exciting, another challenge. And, you know, they're 6-1 for a reason, so we'll have our hands cut out for us.
He's also a guy who holds the ball for a while, isn't he? So it's not one of those where you count to three and then stop covering it.
We need to play to the whistle. You know, they let up a lot of sacks. I think they let up 25 so far this year. So, like you said, he holds on to the football. You know, we won't force him to make bad decisions, throw into coverage, force things where he thinks he can fit it in, and, you know, defensively on our end, get some turnovers.
That team responded well after a slow start, came back with two wins. Just talk about trying to respond and not finishing off the Colts when it was one that looked like.
We should have had. Yeah, no, you know, it's disappointing. You know, a game like that, defensively holding the 13 points and, you know, in the regulation and still, you know, not finishing in overtime, you know, it hurts. But, you know, the good thing about this league is we get an opportunity this week against Chicago, you know, a better offense, a better team as far as record-wise. So, you know, get us back on track, we get this win.
Teams look forward to that.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Thank you, guys.